Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
2 hours down, 1 hour to go here on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. Happy Father's Day weekend. Make sure you call your dad. Make sure you get on the phone and give him a call. Or go see him. Go hang out. Go do something with your dad. All you folks out there, if you still have your dad around, make sure you are taking advantage of that. Great weekend for that. I'm taking my dad out to a Braves game. Very much excited about that one. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't think he's ever been to a Braves game before. I don't think he's ever been to a Braves game. But if you have Father's Day plans, give me a shout. Hit me up on GChapATL on Twitter. We'll discuss that. I love hearing about what everybody's comings and goings are. But just as far as what we're seeing, I want to change gears here to Atlanta United. Jason Longshore is joining me here on the Wade4.com hotline. 4-0 losers to NYCFC. Jason, I need you to tell me what's going on. What gives, man? What happened?
You're asking me to explain
man. What's going on? 4-0? That's crazy. I can't remember anything.
Can't happen.
That's the worst loss that I can remember.
It can't happen. It's one of those things where when we start talking about a team that's struggling and dealing with confidence, these are all real issues. And I think it's showing up in different ways with this team. But even when you're battling that, even when you're missing some people, like this one, even when you're on the road and you start really well, things don't go your way, the game turns against you. These are things that happen in a season. These are things that happen in games. This is a really similar situation to what we saw with the U.S. men's national team on Tuesday night. The game gets to 2-0. You got to lock it down. You got to, boxer gets rocked. You got to hold on to the ropes. You got to hold on to the opponent. You got to do whatever it takes to get your bearings back about you, get your legs back under you, and regroup. You can't, when it gets to 2-0, let it get to 3 and let it get to 4. You cannot do that. And the fact that this happened is a huge issue, and I think you heard it from Ronnie Dilo, as frustrated as I've ever heard a manager, and being in the room with him, you could feel it. You could see it on his face. Yeah, I feel for him because that's not on him. You know, you give up 3 goals to start the second half, and these are professional players. They've been around the block. They understand in those moments when the game is getting away from you how to hold on for a minute, how to slow the game down for a minute, how not to let it get completely out of reach, and they didn't. And it's an extremely frustrating way to start the second half of the season.
Yeah, and look, I mean, this is a game where I feel like you had multiple opportunities to score early, and you don't take advantage of
you
that.
Did.
But then you let one goal beat you, you know, because it seemed like they just weren't the same team after they allowed that goal.
Yeah, it's a little hard to say because you had the halftime break in the middle of it. I think what's frustrating about this one, and, you know, I always hear the comments about you can't talk about referees when you give up 4. Well, if you go up 1-0 on what should have been a penalty, in my opinion, then it's a different game. goals change games. It's a fact, you know, like the idea of game state is a very important thing. And you're right. You had other opportunities. You hit the crossbar with one. You had one that you put in the back of the net that was extremely narrowly offside. You had opportunities, and you know, one of them is taken away from you by, I think, a bad decision. It was recommended for review by the video assistant referee. The referee stuck with his on-field decision, which is pretty rare. That doesn't happen all that often when it's sent down for review. When you don't get those things to go your way and then you make one mistake and get punished, yeah, it's extremely frustrating, but you can't let the game get away from you there. And it's not so much that to me, because again, that was very late in the half. You got to halftime. It's 1-0. You start the second half. You give up the second goal, which is a good goal from New York City. It's off of a throw-in, crossed in. Bakrar puts it off the underside of the crossbar. There's nothing Brad Guzan can do. It's a really good shot. You have to stop the bleeding there. You have to stop the game there and not let it get away from you. That's the frustrating element for me. It's not even about the opportunities to score in the first half. It's not about the first goal for me, which is, yeah, it's a big mistake from Brooks Lennon that you can't make. But these are human beings. They're going to make mistakes. It's the fact that it gets to 2-0 and you can't hold on at that point, and the game is gone in 5 minutes. You know, if it's 2-0 in the 50th minute or so, I don't have the stat sheet in front of me. If it's 2-0 at that point, you hold on, you regroup. Even if it takes you 15, 20 minutes to regroup, okay, then you go for it at the end of the game. But the game's over 5 minutes later, and you can't let that happen.
Yeah. You give a goal in the you give up a goal in the 55th minute, you give up another goal in the 57th minute, and then another goal in the 59th minute.
The next two goals in 4 minutes after giving up the second.
That's insane.
That's inexcusable.
And it's just snowballs. And it seems like that's just kind of the story with this team this year. I mean, they just look bad. They've looked bad at times. And their bad has just been extremely bad. Like what we saw with Philadelphia Union earlier this season, and where you're playing up a man and you get outshot. You get out hustled. And it was just something where, and I don't like criticizing professional athletes for hustle, but it's like that's just the
I'm gonna hold that one, Garrett. I'm gonna hold that real quick because I think that is a very slippery slope,
yeah.
And I completely and utterly do disagree when we start throwing lack of hustle around, because yeah. I don't think it's hustle. I don't think it's about running and working. That's not the issue of this team, and that's not the issue at this level. It's never about that, because trust me, I was on the plane with these guys coming back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Nobody enjoyed the evening. You know, nobody was fresh as a daisy and just chilling and like it didn't matter. That's not the case with this team. You look at all the numbers all season long and the amount of work that they're putting in, you can track how many miles they're running. It's top 10 in the league. You look at sprints, you look at intensive runs, it's top 10 in the league. You know, you've got guys who are among the league leaders in that. So it's not about hustle and work.
Yeah.
It's about composure and urgency at times. And these are two different things.
Mm.
It's about the moments where you have to make the decision that I actually don't need to be running around like a lunatic here. I need to keep my position. I need to be impossible to beat at the moment. That means sitting with five deep and three more deep across the front for 5-10 minutes to hold on and get the game back right. That's what you do. Sometimes it's about less running, but then in the moments where you do have to close somebody down, it's about the urgency in that moment. And these are things that I think come up when you're dealing with frustration and you're dealing with confidence.
Yeah.
When the urgency issue comes up to me, it does come down sometimes to decision-making and how quick you make a decision. And you can speak to this. I can speak to this from just our personal lives and our work lives. You know, when you're not confident, usually you're not making your decision as fast as you'd like to. And when you don't make your decision to step out or to close somebody down or to make a pass or to make a clearance in the right moment and you're half second late, that can be the difference at this level. That can decide a match. I really think it comes down to those kinds of moments more than just a pure hustle issue. It's not that. It's not that simple. It's more about the mental side of the game and how that affects the physical side at times. And I think it's composure in a lot of ways. And when you're struggling, it's hard to keep your composure in the moments that you need to. It's hard to make the right decisions.
Yeah, and I want to be clear that I was not criticizing their lack of hustle. I just want to be very clear that I wasn't trying to do
that. It's one that gets thrown around. Yeah, I'm with you. It's just one that gets thrown around, and I know how people can take something and run with it. It's not that, because I've seen that out there in the discourse. And look, I know that's the easy thing to throw at guys, and that's the easy thing to say, that they don't want it bad enough. And I mean, you know, we can throw all the cliches out there that get said, usually to kids when they're playing the game.
Exactly.
These are not kids. It's not that. It's a different set of issues that are there. And, you know, it's something that's got to change. And I really come back to that composure and that confidence side. And when you're a team that's been struggling with confidence, and you have exactly what you talked about in the first half, where you have those opportunities to put a goal in and go on the lead in the road, and you thought you did, and it's taken away from you, and you thought you had a penalty, and it's taken away from you, and you're close, but you can't score. When you don't score over that period of time, the confidence at times will go up when you're getting the chances, and then it'll crash, and it'll especially crash when you concede the other way against the run of play.
Yeah.
And then it showed on the other side of halftime. The reaction to it on the other side of halftime is the upsetting part for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and ultimately, it just, you lose 4-0, and that's all there is to it. And yeah. I want to talk a little bit quickly before we change gears here. The upcoming slate of games, I mean, you got Columbus, and then it's Inter-Miami. I mean, it's a brutal stretch here. All of these games are coming on the road. What do you make of this stretch, and do you think that this team can get out of a hole that it's dug itself?
It's a league where if you can get a win in Columbus, which is a very good team, that's not going to be easy. That's going to be extremely difficult. Same with Miami. You get a win, then look, that confidence starts to flip and things start to change, and you see this team look differently. I think right now this is a two up and down team in terms of confidence and momentum. It's too wild. The swings are too wild, either up or down. And that can't happen. And that's got to get corrected. Columbus is going to be difficult. We'll see about Miami, because that game could get moved if they get out of the group stage of the Club World Cup. They're scoreless at halftime, and extremely fortunate to be scoreless at halftime. All the bad luck that Atlanta United's had this season, I think Miami found the good side of it, because they should be down at least 3-0. It's crazy. But if they get out of the group stage, then that game will get moved, because they'll go into a knockout game in Club World Cup. Then it's two more on the road before you get back home after Club World Cup. Not going to be easy. Even going to D.C., going to Toronto, those are not going to be easy games for this team right now.
Jason Longshore joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking all things Atlanta United. And also, I want to talk a little bit of other soccer that's good, some international soccer that we've been seeing. I mean, I want to talk specifically about Team USA. We got just under 365 days before the World Cup comes to our shores next summer. And I'm not very happy with what I've seen from Team USA. You know, I mean, going back to what we saw when they were here in Atlanta, they lost 1-0 to Panama. They lost to Canada 2-1. Then they lose to Turkey the last time out, and then 4-0 to Switzerland. They've lost four matches in a row, Jason. Is this a team that's ready to make a run in this World Cup? And then what do you make of what's coming up with the Gold Cup?
Right now, no, they're not. That can flip, especially when you have your first team available, and right now you don't. I know a lot of conversation about Christian Pulisic, and that's a red herring to me. That has nothing to do with, again, it's the same thing that we just talked about with Atlanta United. You know, the game starts to get away from you early against a very good Switzerland team. You got to have those moments where you hold on. You don't let it get away from you. You get really boring for a while, and you defend, and you do what you have to do to keep the game within sight. And this group didn't do that. Now, I think the conversation around everything is not helping at the moment. I think it is a distraction. I want to see how this group reacts in the Gold Cup, where you're going into games, I think, against Turkey and against Switzerland. In Switzerland, in the United States, maybe it's a toss-up game, but this is a really good Swiss team, and they showed it. Turkey, maybe a little bit of a 50-50 kind of game, and it doesn't go your way after a really good start where Jack McLean gets a good goal. I want to see in the Gold Cup where you're going to be favored against Trinidad and Tobago, you're going to be favored against Saudi Arabia, you're going to be favored against Haiti, but none of those are easy games either.
Yeah.
They're all games where you should win, but they're games that you can lose. I want to see how this team handles the pressure, and we see the ebbs and flows of a national team especially, and you know, talking about the wild swings up and down for Atlanta United, I think the swings can be even wilder with a national team because you're not together all that often, and it feels like there's not a lot of continuity because there really isn't. Right now, you're getting some continuity with a group that's had two results that have been poor, and now you're going into a tournament where you're going to play three games no matter what. Can you show improvement? Can you show this group coming together, and can a couple of players step up and become leaders within the group? I think you're going to need to see some of that for Mauricio Pochettino and this team right now, because the Gold Cup now has more pressure than it did at the beginning of the summer.
Yeah. Who are the leaders on this team? Just honest question.
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, I think a lot of your leaders right now aren't in the team. I think Tyler Adams can
be. What's going on? But why? Where are they? What are they doing?
Well, they have jobs like playing in the Club World Cup, and they can't miss that. They have injuries. And look, I know this is going to be a Christian Pulisic conversation that happens a lot. And I think it's extremely unfair, some of the things that have been said about Christian Pulisic from players who have been in that situation before. Landon Donovan took a sabbatical, and Landon Donovan's been one of the more outspoken people against Christian Pulisic doing it. Landon Donovan was worn down physically and mentally. He didn't have a chronic hip issue like Christian Pulisic does, and he didn't play 50-plus games over the last 2 years in Europe like Christian Pulisic has. Christian Pulisic wasn't going to make the difference with this team this summer anyway, because Weston McKennie and Tim Weah are with Juventus at the Club World Cup, which they have to be. Mm-hmm. Gio Reyna is with Borussia Dortmund at the Club World Cup, which he has to be. You've got other guys who are injured, like Anthony Robinson. This wasn't going to be a first-choice group no matter what. And for Christian Pulisic to have the summer off, I think it's a good thing for him personally. And if I'm going to have him making a difference, I'd rather have it be next summer than this summer. You know, that's just facts. And I think it's become too much of a conversation and too much of a blame conversation about him, because, you know, people have said, I've heard this in some of the discourse about it, that, oh, this just doesn't happen in other countries. Literally, Robert Lewandowski did the exact same thing in this current window for Poland. And the coach at the time stripped the captaincy from him to try to make a point. Well, the coach lost his job a couple days later, was forced out. This does happen. You have players, and we can't do the thing where we get mad at players for trying to take time off and rest when they get the opportunities to, and having to prioritize. And then in the other side of the conversation, talk about how the players are playing more games than ever before, and how do their bodies hold up? Well, this is how. They have to prioritize. And if I'm Christian Pulisic, and I'm honestly his agent, and I'm honestly, if I'm U.S. Soccer, I'm prioritizing the World Cup next summer, and I'm prioritizing his club season this year, because it's going to be a long one for Milan, who has to get back into the Champions League. They have to have a good season. He's got a new manager that is coming in that he's got to impress. That's more important right now than a Gold Cup, where you're already going to be missing four or five key players on top of him being there or not. So it's a frustrating situation, sure, but it's a realistic situation, in my opinion, for what's best for the overall group in the long run, and what's best for Christian Pulisic in the long run.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, this is a team that needs to be ready to go next summer. I'd love to get up.
It's about next summer.
It's all about next summer. That is the thing. There's nothing else that matters for this country in terms of soccer, in my opinion.
The thing with the national team that at times we lose sight of for Christian Pulisic and anybody, any of these players, to be in your best form next summer, this summer and what you do on the field has no bearing on it. None. Zero. Maybe it affects your confidence. Maybe it gives you a good feeling about wearing the badge. Like, sure. But in terms of form, zip, nothing, nada. What you do with your club between August and May, and what you do in the moments where you get to come into the national team and play some friendlies, not competitive games, that's going to get you into the World Cup in the best spot, in the best form, and in the best headspace, and hopefully in the best physical space. That's what's important. This summer is not as important as some people are making it out to be.
Well, Jason, we got one more year before the World Cup is here. I can't wait, and I know you can't either. Thanks again. Always an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Anytime.
All right, buddy. And you can hear his call at Atlanta United in Columbus Wednesday June 25th. Pregame starting at 6:30. Kick at 7:30 up there. It's Atlanta United and Columbus Crew. All right, when we get back, gotta talk some Braves. What will it take for this team to make the postseason? I'll tell you what I think is the most important stretch for the Atlanta Braves of the entire 2025 season. When we get back, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're coming off the bench with me, Garrett Chapman.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Kenny Chesney, one of the most underrated artists of my generation, this last 15, 20 years. I swear he is. Eric, have you ever seen him in concert? Oh, he's fun. I saw him at the Benz, and it's a lot of fun. He's great in concert. It's all music just like this. It's very lake, kind of beachy kind of vibe, and you know, just it's the kind of music that you listen to when you're out on a pontoon boat, just kind of hanging out with your friends in the summertime and drinking some beer and hanging out. And it reminds me of being in high school, you know. It's sort of nostalgic type of music. I love Kenny Chesney. No, he's absolutely the man. Great in concert. So if anybody out there, you get the chance to go see Kenny Chesney, take advantage of it. It doesn't matter even if you're a big country music fan or not. It's just the guy's fun. It's a good concert. You know, all right, let's change topics because look, this is an Atlanta Braves team that I think is entering the most important span of its season. 31-38, 13 and a half games back in the National League East. Woof! Not great. Not great, really. You know, I mean, the Mets have the best record in the National League, and it doesn't help when they're in your division. So what gives? I still think this is a team that can make a run to the playoffs. I do. Yes, they're 7 games below 500. Yes, they're staring up at every single person and their mother or father. It's Father's Day weekend. In the wild card standings. Everybody
seemingly has been playing better baseball than the Atlanta Braves. And all of it really has a lot to do with the fact that this team just hit rock bottom and then found a shovel and kept digging. But I think ultimately this is the stretch of the season that's going to dictate what they end up doing. 7 games below .500. You have 26 games left to the break. The mathematical midpoint is in 12 games. You've got a dozen games before you get to game 81, if you will. The mental midpoint. I mean, it's going to dictate the rest of the season. And I'll tell you this. It's because of who they play. I think you cleared a big mental hurdle when you beat the Milwaukee Brewers. A big mental hurdle. Big one. You take 2 games out of 3 in that one. You get up off the mat and you start punching yourself. Because you've been punched a great deal, but you got up off the mat. Then you come back here to Atlanta. You have the worst team in baseball. You're the Colorado Rockies. A really, truly dreadful baseball team. A Triple-A baseball team. A team that would probably struggle to win in Triple-A. This Rockies team is that bad. You need to sweep them. You need to sweep them. Yesterday was a big step forward. 11 unanswered runs. Oh, hallelujah. What is that, the fifth time, I think, this season that you scored double-digit runs this year? Hallelujah. You get another win. Oh, my God, it's a winning streak. You won 3 games in a row. Yeah. You got to win 4. Got to sweep this team. You have to. But then after that, that is when it gets interesting. The Mets, they come to town. Team you haven't faced this year. They had the best record in the National League, but they haven't played Big Brother yet. Yes, they got a better record than you do, but they're still little brother. They're still little brother. Just is. They got to do something in a division before any of that can change. But you get the Mets here. Then it's the Phillies. Team that's dominated you in the playoffs, but you've done a pretty good job. The defending NL East champions. They come to Truist Park. Then it's a trip down to go see the Fish, Miami. Then it's back up to New York for the Mets again. Those are your next 16 games, folks. That's 16 games that I think are going to dictate your season. You probably need to go 10-6. Probably need to go 12-4. It's 2 out of 3 games, give or take. You got to do it. You got to. Because if the Braves win this series, they don't sweep the series. If you win this series, you drop another game. You drop another game. And you just don't have the luxury of dropping games anymore. I understand you have a long season. I understand you have a second half of the season to go. But you've dug yourself a hole. You've dug yourself a deep, deep ditch. And you got to get out of it. And the thing is, the sooner you do that, the better. Because the longer you wait around, the more you're hoping on teams in front of you just falling off a cliff. Because if you win just 2 out of 3, so you don't even win every single game, that'll get you right up to .500 by the All-Star break. All right? Like, that's not going to be good enough. 81-81, at the end of the season, you'll miss the playoffs by a cool 10 games. But that's where you start. You know, that's where you start. You got to set this one day at a time. You know, you're not going to win all these games. You're not going to be .500 by beating the Rockies tomorrow. You're not going to get back to .500 by beating the Mets when they come to town. Like, that's not how it goes. You got to focus on the next game. But then you got to get to .500. Once you get to .500, the rest of the season can figure itself out. Then you come back from the All-Star break. That's when the run starts. That's when you start winning games. That's when you start calling back in the wild card standings. That's when you start calling back in the National League East. So who needs to step up? I'm looking at it this way. It's the left field position. It's Yerkson Profar. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. By the end of the month, he'll be back, barring rain delays or other things. He's got to hit that 80-game suspension. But when he comes back, I mean, if he can just be a solid player, a good contributor, anything is better than what we've gotten, for the most part, out of that left field position. It's been one of the worst spots for us in all of Major League Baseball, statistically. Our outfield is dreadful, or it was. Now you got Ronald Acuna back, and Michael Harris is starting to hit the ball. Great. But the left field spot needs to figure itself out. And Yerkson Profar is going to go a long way in doing that. Because Jared Kelenic, Brian De La Cruz, Eli White, Stuart Fairchild, Alex Verdugo, I mean, like, all these combinations of these guys hasn't really come to fruition. It hasn't been what it needs to be. Not yet. But if we can get this guy switch hitting .350 on base percentage, .360 on base percentage, if we can get that from him, all of a sudden, we're looking at a Braves team that has a much more potent lineup.
You play him right behind Ronald Acuna in that two hole. Austin Riley, Matt Olson, hopefully a healing Marcelo Zuna with that hip. And then Michael Harris and Ozzie Albies, if those guys can continue to rake and play good baseball, because, I mean, Michael Harris is homered in three of his last six games. I mean, Marcelo Zuna, I mean, he's been struggling a little bit here as of late, but he homered yesterday. I mean, this is a squad that, when it gets going, it's as good as any lineup in baseball. It just hasn't gotten all the way there yet. But we've also played zero games this year with a full lineup. Very similar to last year, except last year was injuries. This year, it's just chronic underperformance and PED suspensions from somebody who played four games for us. So when it's at its best, we see what it can do. Albeit against a decrepit Rockies team, but you score 11 unanswered runs. What will it take for the Braves to make the playoffs? We're discussing that right here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Garrett Chapman. You're coming off the bench with me. I said left field needs to be better. The nine-hole batter, that's Michael Harris. He needs to be better. Continue to improve. He needs to be what he's been over the last couple of months, and he needs to get on base at a higher clip. The swing and miss has been brutal for Michael Harris. It's been absolutely brutal. And he hasn't walked, if you can believe this, since May 18th. May 18th. That's almost a calendar month since he last walked. That's not good, folks. That's not good. He's got a walk rate that's like 3%. Anything below 5% is terrible, but 3%? I think moving him back into that nine hole, and when Yerkes and Profar comes back, all of a sudden you're looking at an offense that's going to start hitting the ball. But I think a lot of it's going to go as Michael Harris goes. I think he really can. And because Ronald's Ronald. Left field, Yerkes and Profar, he'll be fine. But Michael Harris is a guy who I think really needs to carry a lot more water for this team. Because if he can do what he did, I mean, I'm not going to say he's going to do what he did in 2023 again, but ultimately that's a guy, he was the reason that this team, this offense was so good. He was one of the biggest reasons. Of course, you have Ronald Acuna in that leadoff spot having an MVP season. Huge. Massive. But a lot of it came from Michael Harris as a setup man. Can he get back to that? Last couple of games, he's looked like that guy again. If he can continue that run, I'm all of a sudden a lot more confident this team is going to get back to the postseason. Because we saw this team run down the Mets in 2022. I think they're fully capable of doing that again this year. Not the Mets necessarily, but at least run down somebody in the National League and get back into the postseason and see what you can do when you get there. Because I think if the lineup can hit, if the lineup can hit, this pitching rotation is good enough to get you to the postseason. Chris Sale is a stud. Last nine starts, 1.41 ERA, 75 strikeouts, four games of 10-plus strikeouts, only 18 walks and three home runs allowed. Spencer Schwalbach, fresh off a topping 99 miles an hour in the ninth inning of a complete game. Bryce Elder, I understand he struggled. I understand he just struggled, but he's been solid. Grant Holmes, solid. Spencer Strider, folks, did you see what he just did today? Did you see what he just did today? His velo is back up to a decent spot. It's not exactly all the way back. He's still got a little ways to go. Six innings pitched, 13 strikeouts. Boy, is he back. That felt so good. He needed that. He really needed that. But, folks, that's a 1-5, and that rotation, that's good enough to get you into the postseason. That's good enough to be solid when you get there. Bullpen needs some love. Bullpen's better than a lot of people give it credit for, though. I will admit, it is a lot better. I've heard a lot of people crap on that bullpen. And it deserves a lot of it. You know, it's not an elite bullpen, but at times they've been very, very good. Last 2 days, they've been really good. Really good. It was great against that the Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers. It was good. It was very good. I didn't allow a run yesterday. You know, and look, if they can come in and do, if they can go find a closer, go find some high leverage arms, you can do. Trade deadline's coming. You can bolster that bullpen. That's a team that can make a run the rest of this season and get to the playoffs. If it does that, who knows? Get to the dance and see what happens. Right now, they're 31-38. 31-38. They got to be better than that if they want to do what they can do later on this season. It'll be fun. I'm excited. I think they're getting back on track, folks. They got a run in them. They got to run in them. That has got to come now. We got to see it now. It's the Mets, it's the Phillies, the Fish, and then the Mets. 16 games that I think is going to dictate. It's going to dictate your season. It's got to come now. All right. One more segment to go. Got a little producer segment. We'll wrap it up with something, I think. Doing it all right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Father's Day indeed. Welcome back in. One segment to go. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Garrett Chapman. You're coming off the bench with me. We've had a fun show here. We played a little man versus machine earlier. We talked to a little house settlement deal with Ben Portnoy and a little NBA playoff discussion. Look, I think that this Hawks team can be what this Pacers squad is. I do. I think if the Hawks do everything properly, I think the Hawks can replicate the success the Pacers have. Call me crazy. I'm definitely not a prisoner of the moment. I honestly, last year, the Hawks are the team I compared the Pacers to. A lot of people did. What changed between last year and this year? Well, they let it bake. Weakest link era. It's a team that, Thunder included, they're teams who just don't have a lot of weaknesses. And it's made for a lot of fun in the NBA Finals. And I really, truly believe that the Atlanta Hawks can do what they're doing. They've got the pieces. They just need some more depth. I think that's really the biggest question for them. So if you missed that conversation, we had that 8 o'clock. So go check out the Odyssey app. Download it on your phone. Take us with you wherever you go. Use that rewind function. You can listen to why I think that this is the most critical stretch for the Atlanta Braves this year. Kicked off the show with it. We talked about it again at 9:20. So, like I said, download the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and check it out, and you can take it wherever you go. LSU Tigers, they're up 4-1 here, top of the ninth inning. Last chance for romance for the Arkansas Razorbacks. 4-1 is your score. You got two outs there. And then the Razorbacks, they get one more chance. Three outs, and we'll see what they can do up there in the College World Series. Loser will play Murray State on Monday, I believe. And then UCLA, they get the winner. So LSU and Arkansas, I believe they're the two favorites in the tournament, but we'll see what happens with that one. We'll probably have a final by the time we get off the air here today. But I digress. I like to end every show. We do a little producer's segment. I got Eric Slaughter there on the board. He's taking care of us all evening. Now he's going to take care of this final segment with me. We're going to chat it up. It's a producer segment. E, what you got, brother?
Well, you know, it's funny you would say that. LSU and Arkansas are the two SEC representatives because you all know the baseball season that the SEC had this year.
How about that?
Yeah, right? They probably are the two favorites. Unfortunately, they had to face off with each other in this first game of the College World Series. Going to Omaha is one of my bucket list sporting events. How many of your what's on your bucket list sporting events? Because I've been to a few. I've checked off a few. Okay. What's on Garrett Chapman's list?
Yeah, I think you got a lot of them. I mean, I've been up to Omaha.
Really?
Not for a game. All I was right. able to see the facility and everything else. I was interviewing for a job actually when I was in college up there in Omaha and it is pretty cool. It's pretty massive. You know, I mean, it's a big stadium. And it is, it's a lot of fun, you know, and I think Omaha would be a lot of fun. I don't think it's on my list necessarily. I would really like to go to, Omaha's actually an underrated city. It's
actually considered one of the best towns to live in the country.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, the economy is booming there.
Wealthy.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, wealthy. The economy is booming there.
Just ask Warren Buffett. You can do pretty well up there. A lot of money up there in Omaha, Nebraska. But ultimately, I think the Masters is my number one. I need to go to the Masters. I mean, and put it for the lottery again. If anybody out there has a connection, help a brother out. Hit me up, GChapATL, if you can get me to the Masters, please.
No, you need to start. Okay, you need to start now with your, well, Sam probably could do it because he's the mayor.
Sam.
But you need to start now applying for your credentials, and eventually you will make it up the list. You should have been doing that the minute you started working with Odyssey, sir.
That actually is not the worst idea.
Yeah.
I want to go to that.
Yeah, because
we're talking to the U.S. Open
credential-wise, I think they say it takes about 8 or 9 years of applications to finally get approved.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the Masters, brother.
Hey, Mike, if you're out there. Masters. Mike Conte, if you're out there listening, I know you. Happy birthday, by the way. Happy belated.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had the big Father's Day celebration over there at Lazy Dog up there in Dunwoody off Ashford Dunwoody. Great joint, by the way. It was a great event. Awesome event from everything I heard. And I was doing Dukes and Bells, and they were up there broadcasting live. But no, Mike, if you are listening, let's get some credentials. Let's get somebody out there, man. Come on. Let's go cover Augusta National. It's right in our backyard.
Do we not have at least one already?
I don't know. I have no idea. Wow. I'm talking out of
that
my
actually
rear.
Would be, you know,
okay. Probably shouldn't be doing that on air, but I'm just being a little
okay. Masters check.
Masters is one.
I got to go to I've never been to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I'm probably not the best person to ask this, honestly. I'm going to go to a Stanley Cup Finals. I've never been to a Super Bowl. That's on the list. I mean, it's all the big ones. Right. You know, I've been to a World Series. I went to Game 5 of the World Series when it was here.
Three years ago? That's a cool ticket. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was a big one. Yeah. And then I'm going to go to the World Cup when it comes here next summer. So,
you know, I flew back in town this week. Coming up the big escalator at Hartsfield-Jackson, they've got the big countdown on the big escalator. It was 362 when I came up on Thursday. So, you know, it's less than a year away. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. So much
information and money. If you are a B&B owner in this town for next year, you're going to make some bank.
Hey, man. Just fair warning for everybody. So, this is called the Master's Rule. And if you're not familiar with it, are you familiar with the Master's Rule?
No, please educate me.
So it's written into the U.S. tax code.
Okay.
That you are allowed to rent out your house for a week.
Your residence.
If you can rent out the home for a week and not pay taxes.
It's going to be a lot of people taking advantage of that next year.
If you're not aware of it, it's called the Master's Rule.
Wow.
It's the Master's Rule because they do that in Augusta and that it was written into the U.S. tax code.
Whoa.
It is in the U.S. tax code. You can rent out your house.
That's your personal home, though. That means you got it. It's not a rental property. It's not an investment property.
Who cares? People do that in Augusta every single year. Every single year. I've had several friends from college who live in Augusta. You set up your house. Some people, they
get a baby proof. You got to rent. You got
no, but there are people who they go in and do whole renovations of their house and paint and get everything set up.
You can pay for that 1 week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is that. That week pays for
maybe your mortgage for the whole year.
Exactly. Yeah. So what it does for a lot of these folks, and I'm not going to get a specific dollar figures, of course, but it pays for your vacation. You take a week off. You go to, I don't know, go to Hilton Head Island or wherever. Who cares? You go whatever. Full week away. You rent out your house. It pays for your mortgage for the entire year. In some cases.
Yeah.
And in other cases, and it absolutely pays for your week of vacation.
Oh, at the very least. Absolutely, yeah.
So it's a free week of vacation. But I digress. So the point is, when the World Cup comes, you get 1 week.
Even though the World Cup is going to be a lot longer than that. Of course. But you pick your week and you do it.
So if you get, like, say, the semifinals here in Atlanta.
Garrett Chapman, the financial guru today.
This is not financial advice. I'm just telling you to look into it.
But that's not financial advice, but that's a great tax tip, sir. That's a financial guru right there.
Yeah, so finding
ways to you know, get money back on your taxes is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, especially
tax-free income.
Yes.
That's tax-free income. That's a beautiful thing.
Especially for our folks who live down and around Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which I know there are a lot of people who have us on their dials right now who are listening right now who can absolutely look into that. So you can do that, and it's a big, big way to do that. You can make a fortune doing that, especially with the amount of people who are going to be coming to this city.
It's going to be a lot.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But
so as I was saying, this week I had to go to town. So my mother is preparing to go through some eye surgeries.
Oh, bless her.
So and, you know, it's got her a little nervous. So I fly up. We're still going through the pre-surgery appointments, okay? The actual surgery will be in August, but every month she's got to go back, and pretty much the doctor is looking. So she's got these special drops. So she has a hole in her retina, okay? And the drops are helping
it gives me the heebie jeebies. Eyes. I don't like things touching my eyes.
So the drops are helping the hole close, but it's not going to close all the way. So the surgery will completely can fill the hole in the eye. And so we went to another pre-procedure. And that Thursday night, we went to a concert at a little local pavilion. But it wasn't a current artist. Have you ever been to a concert where they, you know, you know, they represent an artist who's no longer here?
AC/DC.
Yeah, but you know, like the impersonator. That's the word I'm looking for.
Cover band.
Yeah, cover band or impersonator. So I went to the Luther Vandross impersonator.
That'd be fun.
The guy looks like Luther, sounds like Luther. I mean, he makes his whole career to be Luther Vandross.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. This guy, the look, the sound, I mean, he's about the same height, same weight. Same haircut, everything.
How about that?
And it's called Luther Lives. It's his tour. He goes to Vegas. He goes all around countries. He does the Soul Train cruise. I mean, I looked at this guy's Facebook page. I'm like, wow.
What a strange life. Because you make your coin. You do what you got to do. And I'm never
being somebody else.
But you're making it being somebody else.
Hey man, it's not bad. Not bad work if you can do it.
You know, worse ways to make a living.
You know, I mean, I would go see. I would go online and Google who's the best Michael Jackson impersonator out there. I would go see that. Okay, I bet you somewhere right now there's a guy trying to be a Prince impersonator. You know,
there is. Elvis, Prince.
But Elvis has been going around for a long time. Yeah. You know, these guys are recent, even though Michael Jackson's been gone for a minute. I mean, yes, think about it. All these folks that are passing, you know, unfortunately, there was a couple passes in the music industry this week. Listened to Sam McGregor this morning when I was on my way to baseball. They gave their tribute to the Beach Boys. You know about the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm. I love the Beach Boys. Yeah.
Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone passed away this week as well. So they would contribute, you know, talk about all them. But I had a ball going to see Luther live. So, you know, I was just thinking about who else, what other person. Now, I would go see, you know, I would be a heavy critic because I grew up in Michael Jackson's heyday. Thriller, Bad, Remember the Times, all that stuff. So if you're going to be a Michael Jackson impersonator and I'm going to enjoy your show, you better be really good.
Michael Jackson, his death date is actually coming up in 2 weeks.
Is it late
I still
June?
Remember it. It's June 26th.
And him and Farrah Fawcett, didn't it die on the same day or something like that?
Yeah. It's one of the weird dates that it's just ingrained into my head.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing the day Michael Jackson died?
I was at a pool
party. You had a pool party.
Yeah, so I played baseball. I think I was 15 years old at the time.
Because he died at like 12 noon or something like that.
It was middle of the day.
Yeah,
it was like middle of the day. And smartphones were just really kind of becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like the 2009.
Right, iPhones that maybe just got released.
Yeah, so it was still pretty young with all that. So, but I was at a baseball, NYO baseball pool party.
Okay.
It was like our summer travel league team that we had. And
NYO huge dude up there in Buckhead.
Yeah, up there, Chastain Park.
Yeah, Chastain Park, right, yep.
But we were all at the pool party and everything else, and then all of a sudden one of the moms screamed. Like, I mean, blood-curdling scream. And everybody
Michael
had to go.
Michael Jackson died.
Yeah. No, and like, parents were crying. Like, they were just heartbroken. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And then I just distinctly remember I was listening to the radio and every single station was playing Michael Jackson. Like country music stations were playing Michael Jackson. Everything, everywhere was playing Michael Jackson. And it was, and I still remember it, but, and it was also it was like my ex-girlfriend's birthday or whatever. It was June 26th or something. And so it was always something that was just kind of ingrained in my head.
Well, I mean, in my opinion, still the biggest artist of all time. And
probably. I mean, I think he's on the short list if he's not number one.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah. I think, you know, fittingly, go ahead and close your show out, Sarah. But I think fittingly, with that being our conversation, we should.
There you go. It's great music, man.
Take us home, Garrett.
Let me tell you, man. That's a concert that I wish I could have always gone to. That's one, I think, on the short list of concerts that I would want to go to. Michael Jackson, of course, would be probably number one on that list. It's been a lot of fun. Great show. Braves baseball. Come on, boys. Turn it around. Keep on going. I think they are. I think we got a run coming. And I also think the Atlanta Hawks are a little closer to making a deep run. A lot closer than what people think. I'm really excited. Jason Longshore, big thank you to you, Big Ben Portnoy from the Sports Business Journal. Big thank you to you as well. It's been a lot of fun here. Full 3 hours here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Garrett Chapman. Big thank you to Eric Slaughter as well on the board, taking care of all of us, making sure that the show stays on the rails. My name is Garrett Chapman. You've been coming off the bench with me. Talk to you later. Be kind.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.